Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
December 29th, 2018. Welcome to Look at My Records. Only 3 days, 2.5 days left in 2018. How you gonna spend it? I'm going to Toronto tomorrow. Tomorrow around noon, I'll be flying out of EWR. For all you New Yorkers, that's the code for Newark Airport, EWR. I live in New Jersey. Jersey City, to be specific. But to coincide with my little jaunt up north, doing an all-Canada episode, all-Canadian bands, recent releases, It's what I'm focusing on. Anything 2017 to the current time. Tried to keep it as current as possible, just to keep you guys in the know. Also tried to keep it pretty much limited to bands you may have not heard before, so you can really delve into some of these local acts in Canada. Toronto has an incredible music scene. I've been there before, seen some of these bands live, discovering new bands. In particular, there's this great label, Hand Drawn Dracula. Got a couple of songs from bands on that label queued up for you all to enjoy. But we kicked off Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. That's the station you're listening to, with a band from Montreal called Corridor. You may have noticed they were speaking French in that song. They're Quebecois from Quebec. Great province, wonderful province. City of Montreal could be one of my favorite cities in the world. I love it there. And that song was called Le Grand Ecart. My French is not very good. Only took French for like 2 years in high school. So please forgive me. And Corridor, of course, they're from Montreal. That's from their 2017 album called Supermercado, which was released on the French label Requiem Pour Un Twister. Again, excuse my French. Great French label, puts out a lot of really good psychedelic pop influenced bands that really into Paisley Underground sounds, The Birds, stuff like that. The labels also put out records by the band Trip Tides, which if you're a listener of this program, you know I'm a huge fan. They also put out a great record by Vinyl Williams this year. So shout out to that great label, Requiem Pour Un Twister. So they also put out this really good album by the band Corridor called Supermercado. They were in town not too long ago. They played Alphaville with a couple of local bands. Petite League also played the show. My friend Kevin Hoops took some great photos from that show, which was featured in my Bushwick Daily column. So, Corridor, come back soon. I'd love to hang with you. I'd love to see you live. Okay, you're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're going to keep it going with no more Montreal for now. We're going straight into Toronto. Discovered this band called The Seams recently, and I'm obsessed with them now. So I'm going to play two songs by them. Tallies, who are about to release their debut album next month. They've been in New York a bunch of times recently, so you may have seen them live. They just played with The Natural, and the lead singer from the Virginia band, the Roanoke, Virginia band, Eternal Summers, she is putting out a solo record, and she played solo set with a friend of mine behind the kit. Ooh. So we're going to play, the Tallies also played that show. But let's just play some music. I've been talking a lot right now. So let's go. Tallies, The Seams, and Valens. These are actually all released on the Toronto label Hand Drawn Dracula. Tallies' debut will be released in Canada on Hand Drawn Dracula on January 11th. And it'll be released in the States on K9 Records. This first song is by Tallies. It's called Easy Enough. We'll be right back.
Time.
All right. That last one was called Occurred by great Toronto band called Valance. I've actually seen this great band perform live at an event that I don't know if it still happens every year at the Great Hall in Toronto, but I was there in January 2016, about 3 years ago, and there were one of the band that played at this great three-stage kind of one-off. It was sort of a festival, but not really, but there were three different rooms, places you could see bands, and they played in the main room, and I was impressed. They're kind of dark, dark, wavy, goth type of thing. But the song's called Occurred. It's off of their new EP that came out in July called Dimmed in Display. That's a release on the great Toronto label, Hand Drawn Dracula, and you can get it on cassette. It also comes with a pin. Whoa! EP and pin, $8.99 Canadian dollars. So if you're in the States, it's about $6.50, I think. I don't know the current conversion rate, but I think you're in luck if you're purchasing it from the States. But let's circle back to the top of that set. We heard Easy Enough by Tallies. Again, their brand new debut album comes out on January 11th. It'll be released in the States on K9 Records and in Canada on Hand Drawn Dracula. You can get it on vinyl from either label. And Tallies will also be doing an in-store at Rough Trade on Wednesday, January. What day? January 9th. So 2 days before their record comes out, they'll be here in New York doing an in-store at Rough Trade. Cool, right? Go see him. I think it starts early at like 7 o'clock. And then sandwiched in between Tallies and Valance, I played two songs by The Seams, my latest obsession. Heard this band and I'm like, oh, I can't stop listening to the jangly goodness of The Seams. First one called In June off of their 2018 album, Presenting The Seams. No, Another Side of The Seams. Another Side of The Seams. And it's available digitally via Hand Drawn Dracula, but you can get it on red vinyl via the Spanish label Meritorio Records. And if you're sitting in your apartment in Brooklyn thinking, hey, Meritorio Records, the name of that label sounds very familiar. Well, because they also are the Spanish label that put out Holy Tunic's 2018 record, Butter Dish, on vinyl. So shout out to Meritorio Records in Madrid, Spain. Really keeping their finger on the pulse with the good music here in the United States and Canada. So get that. I ordered it. I'm waiting for mine to come. Another Side of The Seams on red vinyl, shipping over to my apartment in Jersey City from Spain. And then after that, I played another song by The Seams, Seeds. This one was off of their This Is... So, guys, I confused their current record and their 2016 cassette release on Hand Drawn Dracula. Seeds is off of their 2016 release called Meet The Seams. But I still got it wrong because it's not Presenting The Seams. It's Meet The Seams. I'd love to meet The Seams. The Seams, if you're ever in Brooklyn or New Jersey, give me a shout. I'd love to hang out with you. You guys are awesome. And again, we ended that set with Occurred by Valance. Great band. I hope to see them live again someday. It was fun seeing them live at the Great Hall in Toronto. A very cold night. And that was back when Instagram would only allow you to take like 12-second video clips. So I have like a nice 12-second video clip of Valance performing on that cold winter night in Toronto. So we're not done with Hand Drawn Dracula releases because I'm going to play two more. Then I'm going to play a song by this band called Bad Waitress, who my friend Zach Romano and I recently saw perform in support of another Toronto band, Fucked Up. Bad Waitress tore the house down here at Market Hotel, not too far from the Radio Free Brooklyn studios. And I was looking them up, and they're playing a gig with this other Toronto band called Bike Thieves. Bike Thieves, not Thieves. What's the difference between thieves and thieves? I don't know. Maybe that's a question for that band. But we also got a song from the band Chastity. They did a great Audio Tree live session this year. So sit back, relax. This next one is called 1994, and it's by the band Beliefs, another great Toronto band. So just enjoy it. 1994 was a great year in the history of time. To keep the Canadian theme, the Rangers, New York Rangers won the Stanley Cup. Mark Messier was the captain. He's Canadian. 1994, we're all tying it in. This is the All Canada episode of Look at My Records. We'll be right back.
Didn't I say to you not to race it? It was never gonna stay. It was never gonna stay here. You're like the moon in a basket of wheat. You rose out of the roses right under my mouth. And if I would cry from this petty little town, shine back, we will notice, though you never owed us. So passionately painted creatures were met to descend from the bleachers without much more than a promise. Well, you got it in your guts, stinking. I could taste it in your paint when you left and when you came. And I could remark upon the old feeling, but that won't make it remarkable. So many ways, so many ways. The feel of your honey in the corner of my mouth, like a loop around the block, like a shadow in your notebook. Oh, come on, it's based in rhyme, doesn't matter. Now we pause the tape for some laughter. I won't accept the conceit any further. I will return it to you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the All Canada episode of Look at My Records. We just heard 25 by the Courtneys, hailing from Vancouver, British Columbia. So we reached out west a little bit. That was off of their 2017 album called Two, which, fun fact, everyone, was my number one favorite album of 2017, put out by the legendary New Zealand label Flying Nun Records. So what a great way to wrap up that set. And we also, you know, reached into Vancouver a little bit. Not that I don't love Ontario and Quebec. I even love Alberta. I even love Saskatchewan. I love all Canadian provinces. I don't discriminate. They're all dope. But let's get back to the top of that set. 1994 by the band Beliefs. And that is off of their record called Habitat, another hand-drawn Dracula release. So keep it up, hand-drawn Dracula. Looking forward to seeing what that label from Toronto puts out in 2019. After that, we heard Manning Hill by Chastity. That was a really awesome Audio Tree session that they did this past year. One of my favorite Audio Tree sessions of the year. A lot of great bands did good Audio Tree sessions this year. Locals Big Bliss just did a great one. Long Neck, one of my favorite bands, they're from Jersey City, my home city. They did a great Audio Tree session. I also really enjoyed Clearance's Audio Tree session, great Chicago band that also put out a new record this year. So check them out. All great Audio Tree sessions. Congratulations to those bands. Killing it live on Audio Tree. After that, we heard What Do I Want by Bad Waitress. I'd previously mentioned before we dipped into that set that I saw Bad Waitress open for Fucked Up at Market Hotel last month, and they were awesome. That song, What Do I Want, is off of Party Bangers Volume 1 EP, and it's a party banging EP. Every song is like a minute and 30 seconds long, really short in your face. Good punk rock songs. Shout out to Bad Waitress. Come back to New York again soon. Would love to see them live again. And Bad Waitress, after that, they're playing with this band, Bike Thieves. And that one was called Melatonin. You know, you can take melatonin and it helps you go to sleep and stuff. Do you remember there was also a song called Melatonin by that band? What was their name? Silver Sun Pickups. Oh! Just pulled that out from my brain. But anyway, I think Bike Thieves, they must have already played with Bad Waitress. It must have already happened. But Bike Thieves' next show is on January 12th at the Grey Goat in Newmarket, Ontario. So not Toronto, but right outside. All right, after that, we heard Desire by Ought, going back to Montreal. Great Montreal band. They put out a new record this year, Room Inside the World. Constantly outdoing themselves, this really awesome band, and that was their first record on Merge Records, so congratulations. The frontman also put out a solo record in 2017 on Merge. Forget his name off the top of my head right now. You can quiz me on it later because we're running out of time. After that, Preoccupations from Calgary, touching all these different cities in Canada, all these different provinces. Song's called Manipulation off of their 2018 LP, New Material, on I know the label. I just don't know how to pronounce it. Jag Jaguar. So yeah, just chill with it and enjoy Preoccupations. Also played Warsaw last month, well, earlier this month, and they were awesome. I really enjoyed seeing them live. They played with, you know, that Detroit band that I'm like, it's escaping me what their name is. Proto Martyr. Damn, I need to be sharper on the air, guys. And then we wrapped up that set with 25 by the Courtneys, and we're going to finish the program with a song by the Sadies. Great representators of Toronto, Ontario. They're playing on New Year's Eve, and they'll be joined by Ira and Georgia of Yola Tango. They're playing at the Horseshoe Tavern, legendary Toronto venue. So this is called As Above, So Below.
off of their 2017 album, Northern Passages. We'll see you in 2019.
I'll take